awful nice music, eh, my friends? This is Armand DeMille with you at the Positive Mind, WBAI 99.5 FM on your dial. Bringing new ideas, concepts, and guess the name of the music is Dreams of Children. Yes, by Shadow Facts. Years ago, I had used that as a theme, and then I got in touch with the man who was the head of Shadow Facts, and he told me he was honored that we use it as a theme. And so it's now ours. Here we have it. And in fact, he passed away. He died, leaving us the legacy of his music. And this is it, Shadow Facts, The Dreams of Children. You know, we all want to be the kind of people who are happy for others when they experience success or a cause for celebration in their lives. But it isn't always easy. Sometimes powerful, dark feelings come up at times when decorum dictates that what we should be feeling should be the opposite. So instead of reaching out and celebrating for our loved ones, we may feel the rising up of our own pain. The pain may arise because we feel jealous of our friend's success, and we wonder why. So you have a friend, and your friend gets good news, and everybody is celebrating. And now I guess my book was published. Here's my everything is, and here it is. And you greet it with a sourpuss. Why? And you don't feel so good. And inside, you don't want your friend to see it, but you hope it's going to fail. The pain may arise because we feel jealous of our friend for having something we don't have. It may arise because our friend's success will lead us to losing them in some way. You know, maybe my friend publishing the book will mean that everybody else is going to be attracted to my friend and they won't value me anymore. And it may arise for reasons we don't understand. The important thing is to not brush it under the rug, but to take it seriously and look at it. Because if that's what happens to you, suppressing it only makes it worse. Are you someone who feels negative when people around you have good experiences? It's very possible. At the same time, we need to find a sure way to congratulate our friends and celebrate their success as if they were our own. That's what friends are for, you know? I mean, friends are there to share with you the joys, you know, the feast. The struggle with being happy for others presents itself early in life. If a kid wants a toy and another child has it, the child will try to get it or will break down in tears. Those primal feelings are still present in most of us. It's when we care enough for someone to let go of what we want for ourselves that we grow as people. So if you have a friend and you love your friend or your mate, and your mate has good fortune and you wish you had that good fortune, it's overwhelmed by your love for them. I want them to be successful. I am so happy for them, regardless of the fact that I can't be successful. I'll give you an example of two painters I know. There's a man and a woman, they're both painters, and the husband and wife. And the wife's art got published, and she got into a gallery. And the husband was unnoticed. What does he feel? He wants to celebrate for his wife. But his stuff doesn't get touched. How does he get through it? At the same time, it's when we care enough for someone, then we let go of our own stuff, supposedly. Yet, it's in throwing the party that we share the joy, and to some extent, rather than cutting ourselves out of it. In other words, the way that we get around our jealousy very often is by joining in the celebration. I'm part of your celebration. So extending ourselves to celebrate the happiness of others requires a kind of generosity of spirit. People who have economy of spirit very often don't have a generosity of spirit. So if you have a spirit that has very little, if you have a spirit that has very little room in it because you're depressed, because you can't, you know, you don't have any energy left inside you and you're barely walking on the edge, when that thing happens to you, then if somebody comes up and it kind of demands a little extra energy, you can't find it. You can't find it. What you could always find is the negative. So part of the reason that people feel bad about other people's good fortune is because basically you're depressed. And basically, the only thing you've got is not celebration, but you've got a wet blanket inside you. And it doesn't feel good. I mean, it doesn't feel good to yourself to feel that way. And very often the people who do feel that way feel critical of themselves. Now, there's another level of it. Now, this is just when you have friends who have something good. Now, there's another word for it, which we talked about a couple of years ago, called Schadenfreude. Now, Schadenfreude, which is a German word, which is, it's getting unanticipated delight in the suffering of others. You know, there are certain people, it's like, and we have it. We have it all through our society. We have it in our children in cartoons. The whole idea of somebody, you know, getting hurt in a cartoon, you know, watching somebody get hit by a hammer and you laugh. Or why is it when somebody trips, we very often will laugh? What is it that makes it funny when other people have misfortune? That's called Schadenfreude. And the Schadenfreude is a very interesting, it's a very interesting kind of concept. Because it means that we are specifically getting happy over the misfortune of others. Now, a good example of that is, if you think about it, when you're watching a movie, and in a movie, somebody who is a bad guy gets hurt. Well, why would you be so happy that the bad guy gets hurt? Why would you be happy that anybody gets hurt? And in your own mind, you could say, well, you see, he deserved it. He deserved it. Therefore, it's okay to be happy about their misfortune. Well, what if you're watching a war movie and you see a whole bunch of people being wiped out? You say to yourself, well, that's because they were our enemy and we could justify it. What about animals? We see the misfortune of animals and we somehow feel the joy in it. We want to see it. We want to track it down. You know, we want to watch the animal channels. We want to see the misfortune of the vulnerable animals. There is that part of many people who feel that they really get their biggest thrills from the misfortune of others. So there's a question I have about you. The question is no joke. Learned scholars have written earnestly and sometimes wittily, argued tomes on what makes people laugh. The only thing that distinguishes the human being from his immediate ancestors, the apes, from other animals, is their capacity for laughter, supposedly. Now, that may or may not be true if you think about it. You know, do we laugh? Do apes laugh? And if they laugh, are they really laughing? Or are they just making a loud sound? Is that just a sound they're making? What is laughter to us? What does it mean? Is it a relief? How do you feel about the misfortune of others? Well, it's a funny thing because if I had you on the air and if I had you talking on the air, you'd stand on a soapbox and you'd talk about how bad it is that people laugh at people who have misfortunes. But you'd be surprised at how many people enjoy it. One theory was, for example, a horror movie. Why would you want to see a horror movie and see somebody get their head cut off? One theory is that it's not real. We laugh because we know it's not real. So therefore, we would think if we would watch shows on television, like the funniest videos, home videos, right? Or funniest videos, we would say, oh, yeah, it's not real. That's why we're laughing at it. But then when we see somebody hitting himself in the head with a machine, and we know it's a home video, it's something that he did, and it is presented to an audience so that the entire audience laughs at the misfortune of somebody on a home video, world's funniest home videos. If the guy wound up in the hospital, which they usually don't show you, but, you know, there are many cases where somebody gets hurt and really hurt. If somebody really gets hurt, then everybody would really, they would put it on and everybody would laugh. And now keep in mind, in the world's funniest home videos, we're laughing at the misfortune of somebody. And then that's just an audience of a couple of hundred people, and then an audience of millions watching the show. All saying we laugh at the misfortune of others. What is it about us? What do you think about us? Do you think we need that kind of comic relief? Do you think some part of it needs it? Well, I'll tell you, almost everybody I know feels bad about it. Almost everybody I know has this feeling about somehow celebrating misfortune of other people. I mean, there was one I saw recently, which was a beautiful, beautiful runway model, is walking down a runway, and somehow she steps on her dress, and the dress kind of half falls off, and she's embarrassed. And there's a raucous laughter about it. Is it because you want to be that model, or is it that you want to take that model down? You want to have that model not be admired? You know, do we laugh when famous people find the most misfortune, or is it just anybody? Well, here's where I'm going to ask you about you. How do you feel about people's misfortune? And see if you could tell me the truth. See if you could tell me how you feel about it. See if you could dig down inside and tell me how it feels. Think about a time when you heard about the good fortune of a friend and you just wished inside that that friend would go away or something would happen. Kind of a weird thing to admit, huh? 212-209-2900. We're going to be taking your calls today. It's 212-209-2900. We're talking about two things. We're talking about Schadenfreude, and we're also talking about another aspect of Schadenfreude, which has to do with just being happy when somebody close to you, no, not being happy, being hoping that somebody who is close to you, who has something good happen to them, wishing for their misfortune. You know, like a person who you know is got an acting role on Broadway, and they have an opening night, and you wish in some way that it would fall, that they wouldn't have this opening night. 212-209-2900 is our number here. Do you ever just celebrate? Maybe it's because you're depressed. Maybe so. Let's take one of your calls. This is Armand DeMille. Hi there, 212-209-2900. Hello there.
Hi, Armand?
Yes.
Hi, this is Dawn. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. This is an interesting concept because I was just thinking about this the other day and talking to a friend about it, but you were mentioning about why people like to watch horror films, and I love horror films, and I think it's because I like to think that it makes me feel better about my deepest, dark secrets, you know, that there's something out there that's worse off than I am.
Give me an example of that.
For example, if I watch somebody out there, you know, you said mentioning cutting somebody's head off, like I watched that show Dexter on Showtime. So, and this guy's a serial killer, which I know is something I would never be, but it just makes me feel better about myself because I'm not perfect. I know it's a sick thought, but but that's, I think, why I like to watch horror films.
Yeah, I haven't seen the show, but I think it's a very popular film. I think it's a very popular series. And it's a series about a serial killer. You're right.
Yeah, it's about a police officer, which makes it even worse as a serial killer. So in my life, it just makes me feel like, well, this guy's a police officer. He's worse off than I'll ever be. So it makes me feel better about myself.
Yeah. So what do you think? I mean, it makes you feel better about yourself. You like horror movies? How about, do you like roller coasters?
Yes. I love roller coasters.
So there is something inside you that needs to, that loves to get a jolt of energy, right?
Yes. Exactly. There is something that loves that. I don't know what it is. But
so how do you feel? So who do you live with?
I live with my husband and my children.
Okay. Does your husband give you that jolt of energy? Not anymore.
No, not really, no.
Did he ever?
Yeah, I think he did probably when I first met him. He was very mysterious and, you know, I think he probably did.
And then the two of you settled down and your life became more predictable.
Mm-hmm.
There is something about the unpredictable that releases a bunch of serotonin and different hormones and neurotransmitters that enhance, that lift the body, especially if your body lends towards a little bit of depression. And I think from what you're telling me, what's your name, by the way?
My name is Dawn. Yes.
Dawn, have you been depressed, slightly depressed, most of your life?
I think there's a possibility. I haven't really addressed it or acknowledged it, but, I mean, maybe.
Some kind of a down mood. Generally been inside all the time.
Yeah, I could say yes.
And you want something that's going to lift your chemistry. You want something that's going to jolt you. And if something jolts you and something hits you and it's a misfortune of others, or if you read a newspaper, you see a TV thing, it gets all your chemistry working against that dark night of your depression.
Right.
See? You're looking for the dawn.
Yeah, maybe I am. But I wish there were another way to find it other than other people's misfortune.
Well, there
That's
is.
What I think is so
There is, and you found
it
with
it.
Your children at the beginning, didn't you?
Yes, and I still do. I still do. I mean, because they're so unpredictable.
That's
you know?
What kids are for. You know, kids have no use except to help parents not be depressed.
Oh.
I mean, the only reason most people have children is because they want to get over their depression. You know
well,
what I mean?
Well, I think there definitely is truth to that. Yeah,
you know, it's like I don't know what to do with my life, so I think I'll have children.
Yeah, you know, and then you grow up in the end and, you know, realize that there's more to it or another way. But that's true.
Well, and most of us were meant to be the depression antidote for our parents. That's kind of the funny thing about it. We grow up having been meant to be, you know, we're supposed to solve the problems for our parents. Were you a problem solver for your mother? Did you make her feel good?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah,
that was my role in my family.
Your role in life was to make your mom feel good.
Exactly.
Did mom die?
Exactly. Mom did die.
Yes, and how did mom die?
She had a heart attack following open heart surgery.
Did you feel good?
I was relieved.
Yeah, right.
I was relieved.
What a relief is right.
Yeah. We never had a great relationship.
That's right. So if mom were up in the sky somewhere right now, could you say, so long, it's been good to know you?
Yes, I've had conversation, you know, with her after she passed about that. And just, you know, just letting her know that I forgive her and I forgive myself. And, you know, hopefully it'll be better the second time around, if there is a second time around.
You're a very honest person. I like this, Dawn. I like it a lot. You're terrific. What town are you from? You from New Jersey?
Yes, I live in New Jersey.
Yeah,
yes,
you sound like New Jersey. I hear the accent.
Born and raised.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
thank
Dawn,
you for
it's
you.
Been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much. I hope to see you at the workshop we're doing for the WBAI benefit on the 21st. But you probably can't do that because it's Father's Day.
You know what? I'll be on vacation that week also. So, yeah, I'll have to miss it. But my husband and I were both wishing we could go to that. So we'll hear it on the radio. It will be broadcast?
No. This is going to be a once in a while. But we'll let you know about it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'd love to go to the next one. Yes. Thank you, and have fun.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
212-209-2900. This is Armando Miller. I love when people are willing to look at themselves. Let's take another call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm on.
Hello.
I'm Karen from New York, and yes, I do have feelings sometimes when people get great fortunes and then I feel like a jealousy, and then sometimes things happen bad to some people, and I feel like a joy. So
give me an example of it. Give me an example of that.
I guess like in a situation where maybe a friend of mine has gotten, like, say, money and gotten help or support or whatever, and I feel like I need it more so. And then I would feel like, you know, a little jealousy, but then I kind of dismiss it.
Right. And you feel bad for even feeling it, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but it's been tough for you. It's so tough. Everybody's good fortune reminds you about your misfortune.
Right. Yeah.
It's been very rough, Karen, huh?
Yeah. So, you know.
So how is it like for you now, Karen? Are you still struggling to make ends meet?
Oh, yes, definitely.
And you have children?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a very difficult life for you, and it's very hard for you to celebrate the good fortune of others because you wish good fortune would come your way.
Yeah.
Are you still there?
Yeah. Yes, I'm still here.
Well, yeah, I think I can't hear you. What did you say?
Yes, that's how I do feel.
Well, that's a perfectly natural thing from where you're coming from, Karen. You know, I mean, this is it's a depressive struggle. And it's very depressing to be struggling and struggling and struggling and then to watch somebody else finding good fortune and you keep waiting and you say, when's my chance? When's my turn? I understand.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, Karen.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. 212-209-2900. So we're hearing from Karen's energy. You know, there is, remember we talked about the economy of energy? She doesn't have much economy. She doesn't have much extra energy. You know, she doesn't have much. There's barely enough there to go by. When somebody else has good fortune, she doesn't have celebration to hand anybody. She's just got enough to get by. 212-209-2900. This is Armando Miller. Let's take another call. Hi, you're on the air. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Armand?
Yes, you're here. Could you turn down your radio? Oops. You got your radio all the way off?
Okay, hello?
Is it all the way off?
Yes.
Not just turned down, but all the way off, right?
All the way off.
Thank you very much. This is Kathy.
Yes.
Hi, Kathy.
How are you?
Good.
Okay, interesting conversation, of course.
Kathy, you seem upset.
I do?
Yeah, are you upset today?
Well, I am out of breath, but
because
I just was running around trying to turn the radio off.
Oh, I see. That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not really upset, no. I mean, I am probably, what I am is generally stressed about life right now, and most of it is economic and et cetera. But
so when you hear that somebody has good fortune with one of your friends, has something good happen to them, how do you feel?
You know, I generally feel very good, I think, for either friends or family who have good fortune in whatever it is. I know my sister had a great luck finding a great house. She lived about a mile from me, and now she lives several miles, but she... You know, so I think, in general, I would say that's my reaction.
Well, have you always felt good about your sister's things? How about your sister's toys? Did you always like that she had toys?
Well, we didn't have a lot of toys, Armand, so...
No. Okay.
That was not...
But how did you feel about her? How did you feel
about
her in general? Did you feel competitive or did you feel close to her? Did you feel like you shared everything with her or did you feel competitive?
No, I have four sisters, but in general I felt very sharing.
Very sharing.
Yes.
So if one of them have something good happen, it's okay by you?
Sure. Yeah. You know, I guess what's not good by me, or I feel or have felt badly about, is if they have something good and they don't share.
Uh-huh. So, for example, if they have money and they don't share their money?
Well, yeah, sharing, yeah. I mean, not their money per se, but, yeah, whatever that is. I guess money, time and money go together, kind of, don't they, for sort of... events or things like that.
So there is a part of what I'm hearing from Kathy is that you're a little lonely.
That's true, too.
Yeah. And that loneliness makes you want to turn to your sisters and say, I wish they could see that I need them to be there for me, but I can't tell them. I can't impose it on them. But I'm not feeling very good, and I really need them to reach out to me. But I can't tell them, and they don't think of me that way. So I, Kathy, am kind of stuck in this spot. And I wish they could see me. I wish they could know. Am I touching you?
Well, yeah, would you mind calling them?
Get on the phone. I want everybody to call Kathy.
No, not me.
I want everybody to call Kathy and have Kathy, give Kathy a hug. Well, I'll tell you, Kathy, from this side of WBAI, I send you a huge gorilla hug. I send you a hug that is just wonderfully warm. I say to you, I am so glad you're on this planet. I am so glad you're here. I am so glad you're on the phone right now. I'm happy you're a part of our family.
Thank you, Armand.
And I wish people could see you. But, you know, you've just learned to hide. When you come from a group of children like you have, who didn't have very much, you learn to be a little invisible. So most people don't know. They don't know. But I know. You know.
Yeah.
That makes at least two people, huh?
That's plenty. Sometimes that's enough.
It's a lot. I want to get you a lot more. Okay, Kathy, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Armand.
Mm-hmm. 212. No, I guess we don't have time to take another call. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I have an announcement for you to hear. And then following that, my friends, we will continue with you and your phone calls at 212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille on WBAI with you. We've been talking about good fortune. We've been talking about laughing at people's bad fortune, and we've been talking about finding joy in people's misfortune, both. Schadenfreude is the word for finding joy in their misfortune. The basis of a lot of slapstick comedy is Schadenfreude. And there's not a word for people who find, who wish misfortune on the people who they care about, who have successes. We don't have a word for it. We'll have to make one up. We'll be back with you in just a couple of minutes, my friends.
You're tuned to Hi-Fi. WBAI 99.5 on your FM dial, New York.
Pencil. Okay, this is Joe Franklin broadcasting on radio station WBAI.
It's 99.5% all natural and preservative free. WBAI FM in New York.
I love this radio station.
Talkback is your gathering place for the free and fair exchange of information and ideas heard here Monday through Thursday from 3 until 5 in the afternoon. I'm Hugh Hamilton. Join me as we explore the issues and events making news across the nation and around the world with expert guests, insightful analysis, and, of course, your comments, questions, and observations. That's Talkback right here on WBAI New York.
Hey, a positive mind. Positive mind, very difficult thing to keep nowadays with all the stress that's out there. It's a skill, and you can develop the skill and work on the skill by learning certain tools. I'll be doing a workshop, Armand DeMille here, on June 21st from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., which happens to be Father's Day, but for those of you who want to reparent yourself, June 21st from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. My percentage of the proceeds of this workshop will go to WBAI to help WBAI. So if you want to register and be with a group of us who are all working on having a more positive attitude, you can call the Open Center at 219-2527. That's 212-219-2527. Or go to www.opencenter.org. This is Armand Amour. By the way, this is not a place for depressed people to get cured. This is a place for people who want to join people of like mind. OpenCenter.org. Armand DeMille here with you with The Positive Mind with a little Harry James. Hey, back with you. So, you know, come and join us. I don't know, they're going to have to close the doors on that workshop soon. I've heard they're getting quite a few people. Remember the English expression, Roman holiday? We're having a Roman holiday, right? Doesn't that sound like a nice thing? Let's have a Roman holiday. A Roman holiday usually means kind of debauchery and enjoyment, but what it really means, a Roman holiday, comes from, this is a form of schadenfreude. It comes from when they used to take a gladiator in ancient Rome, and he'd be butchered to make a Roman holiday. The audience would take pleasure in watching his suffering. The term debauchery and disorder, in addition to sadistic enjoyment, is what calls it a Roman holiday. So when people, I think there was even a movie, wasn't there a movie called Roman Holiday? With Gregory Peck, right? It didn't have much of that in it. Right? Did they have any, Audrey Hepburn, right? Did they have any gladiators in there getting butchered? Another phrase with a meaning to schadenfreude is morose delectation. It's the habit of dwelling with enjoyment on evil thoughts. The medieval church thought morose delectation is a sin. So they used to think that if you think these things, it was sinful. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. What does that mean, you know? What does that mean to us? What does it mean that we have to be careful? You know, in the book of Proverbs, there's a warning against the emotions of schadenfreude. It says, rejoice not when thine enemy falleth, and let not thine heart be glad when he stumbleth. Stumbleth. Happened the other day, I was walking down the street and I stumbleth. Lest the Lord see it, and it displeases him, and he turn away his wrath from him. He turn away his wrath from him. That's from the King James Version. So this is kind of, we're saying, you know, we've always been kind of scolded for this, and yet there's something inside of it that likes it. Something inside of us really, really likes this beautiful kind of feeling we get when we see somebody having a misfortune. So I was talking to people, and what I've noticed from people is the people who seem to get the most joy from the misfortune of others are people who have an economy of spirit. They just feel down. And when you don't have much spirit left, you don't have any room to celebrate somebody else. You know? And then when somebody jolts you directly, it's what you're waiting for, because you're waiting to be picked up out of your depression, out of your doldrums. 212-209-2900 is our number here. This is Armand DeMille with you at The Positive Mind here on WBAI 99.5 FM with the good help of my friends. Let's take one of your calls. Let's take another call, 212-209-2900. Hi, you're on the air. This is Armand DeMille.
Hi, Armand.
Hi there.
Another great show. Listen, I have a little variation on this. I think I use this as therapy. Because it has a good effect. About 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll start watching those shows on TV, like the most shocking animal, terrible things that happen. And I really watch these poor animals that are getting killed and whatnot, and I can feel so sorry for them. And then I can feel when they're saved, I feel such relief. If they're not saved, if human beings drown or something, then I can get angry at the universe. And then I go to bed. I feel great. It feels like I've had some kind of therapy.
Well, wait. Start it again. You're watching an alligator ripping out the ripping apart some zebra who is walking by the side of
yes,
the shore.
Yes. And I say to myself, what a terrible planet to be in. There's no God. This is disgusting. And I can go through feelings of despair and feel sorry for myself and everybody on the planet. But then let's say I see a show where an animal is saved. They get a horse that's stuck in a terrible area.
Now wait, I want to go back. You can't sleep middle of the night. You watch some of this horrible stuff. How does it help you go to sleep?
I feel so good. I feel like I've gotten, I washed out a lot of feelings.
Okay, so what if the animal doesn't get saved? It's okay, right?
No, then I say that there's no God.
But then you go to sleep anyway.
Yeah, but I get my anger out. What, you know?
Well, that's the question, you know. What is it that you're getting out?
Well, I think that I don't get enough stimulation in the day, so I need this kind of therapy at night.
That's, you know, I think what you're talking about is you're talking about chemistry again.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you go to sleep at night, you're right. You have this kind of low-level chemistry.
I got it all out of my
balance.
System.
Yeah, and so you get it by watching this stuff on a TV, and then the way you get to it is you yell, what a horrible planet.
Right.
So if you see a dolphin eating a piece of mackerel,
right.
Do you get mad at the dolphin?
No, I get mad at God. I get mad, and then I feel good that I get
mad at
God.
God for making the planet
exactly.
So that dolphins
and I feel
mackerels.
So good because I have justified anger at God. I mean, it's a pity on me, but this is the best I can do.
A pity, it's great. Thank you for being so honest.
And the other thing I want to say is I do get very jealous when my friends have good things happen. But I finally have said to myself, leave them alone, let them have a little luck for God's sake, and, you know, and just try to accept and try to make the best of it. But that took me many years to get
so
that out.
So that's changed in you.
What?
That's changed. You've
changed. Yeah, it took years to do that.
Yeah.
Because I was very jealous. My mother was very jealous.
Your mother was jealous?
Oh, Jesus. She was jealous of movie stars.
You guess you're tired of being your mother, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you, my dear.
Thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille. There's another question. It's kind of an interesting thing, you know. Are we doing just what our families did? Is this just a repetition? Is this a way of connecting with our families? Did our fathers and mothers do the same laughter? Was it the same laughter at people's misfortune? 212-209-2900. Let's take another call. This is Armand DeMille. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, Armand?
I've
listened to you so many times, man. I'm saying to myself, man, this guy knows so much about people.
What's your name?
Angelo.
Angelo, yes, I do know a lot about people. I don't know how I know, but you probably know just as much. You probably don't notice it, you know?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, what confuses...
you got your finger on everything. It seems like you... I don't know how you do it. I've read... I've gotten A's on psychology in college, but I never would get the knowledge that I think that you have.
Yeah, because you're up close. Let me tell you, who are the people that disappoint you the most, Angelo?
I didn't hear that.
Who are the people that disappoint you the most?
Disappointments?
Yeah, who disappoints
There's
you?
There's a whole list. Where do you want me to start?
Now, how about whoever you're loving?
Whoever I'm loving?
Yeah, whoever you had a love relationship with last.
What do you want me to say? What are you looking for?
Yeah, who was your last lover? Who was your last lover? The very last.
She was a very attractive black woman.
Yeah. And then how did she disappoint you?
How did she disappoint me is because out of all our loving and all our fun we had together, she still thought I was a racist.
Yeah. And so she thought you were a racist and therefore she stopped being with you?
I stopped being with her because she was violent in ways that, you know, if I didn't agree with something and both of us could not agree to disagree. So when I would try to leave, she would get violent. She pulled out a knife on me, man. I was just like, wow.
Yeah, well, you live in a neighborhood where people have had knives before. I mean, you haven't grown up very lightly. You've been a street person, haven't you?
Well, you're an orphan. You know, you're in different families. You get to see things that most kids don't see at an early age, you know?
Yeah, what happened to your parents, do you know?
I don't know.
You don't know. So you're the guy who's just kind of moving from place to place, looking for home. Angelo's looking for home. He's looking
for... I'm never going to find it.
What?
Well, I don't think I'll ever find it.
Angelo, you know, you did find it. You did find it right this minute. Because you've told me that you've listened to my program many times. And look at you right now. You're on the air talking to me.
Yeah, this is the first time I've listened to you for many years.
I could hear. So part of this family, this WBAI family, is Angelo as well.
Oh, I'll go crazy if you guys were off the air. You got to get some people that are knowledgeable and just buy a building rent out space, and set up shop there.
That makes a lot of sense, but you know it cost $1 million just to move.
Yeah, I figure it's got to be something, you know.
Yeah,
go to some Queens.
But if we have the support and love of people like you, Angelo, we are never going anywhere. And it's not just your money support, it's your heart.
Yeah, well, I can't get up the money sometimes. I really feel bad about it.
Don't need the money. We just need your heart.
I donated my time.
Uh-huh. You've been down there and answered the phones as well.
Yeah.
Angelo, I want to thank you very much for calling in.
Hey, thank you for seeing you.
Yeah, and I will remember you forever. Okay, anytime you want, anytime you see me, any public appearance, anywhere I am, you come over, shake my hand, and say, I am Angelo. That's all I need, okay?
You're a flatterer, too.
No, I'm not a flatterer. I never flatter.
Feel it?
No, flattering usually means that you're telling people things just to make them feel good. I don't do that. To me, this is the truth. People are beautiful.
Okay, thank you very much, Armand.
Sure, thanks, Angelo.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. 212-209-2900. You're meeting our family, my friends. You're meeting our group here. Let's get someone else on the air here. Hi there, this is Armand DeMille. You're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon, Armand. I just wanted to agree with the last female caller that you had as far as just saying that it may be therapy. I think that the type of sense of humor that you have may determine what you think is humorous. You know, I watch America's Funniest Home Videos, and I think that sometimes we may laugh not because something is funny, but rather because it's an opportunity to laugh. Sometimes there's not enough opportunities to laugh in this lifetime. So I think that maybe the brain makes some exceptions for the girl who loses her dress on the runway, et cetera, for the minor things, because we can't be pitying everyone all the time or else it would be played out.
Pitying is the opposite word?
Pitying, not being the opposite, but just seeing that you can make light of a subject that, as long as someone's not hurt, you know, when sometimes when somebody does trip, you ask
now,
for
wait a minute.
Papers.
What's your name? What's your name?
My name's Lynn.
Lynn?
Lynn, yes.
Lynn, let me ask you something. Did your father take you seriously?
Definitely.
Yeah. Did you have a good relationship with him?
Definitely.
Yeah. Do you miss him?
He's in my life all the time. I live with him still.
You live with him now?
I live with my parents, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm one of those caretaker people. I'm one of the oldest daughter, you know, but not empty nest yet, so.
So you bring a lot of spirit to your family.
Absolutely. I love to laugh. I have a very robust, loud laugh. Like my grandmother, I think that laughing thing may skip a generation because my mom doesn't think it's very ladylike, but oh well.
She doesn't.
No. Not at all, but at the same time...
I'll tell you what, Lynn, do me a favor. Would you let your laughter rip for a minute?
Well, you have to make me laugh. I can't just make
well,
it
no,
up.
No, no, no. You'd be surprised. I'll show you a trick.
Well...
Come on, just let's go to it, okay? Come on, push it even further for me.
Oh, goodness, this is too silly.
Come on,
too
come
silly.
On, come on. Go even sillier.
That's my trademark. But that's not even why I called. I called because I do not take pleasure in seeing my friends not succeed. I do love to see my people succeed. But I'm having a problem where I don't want to be around people who are getting married, newlyweds, and fiancés, and this and the other, because not that I think I'm jinxing myself, but I don't want to have any bad energies, me feeling bad about myself around their good energy.
Well, it's kind of like a difficult thing, you know, because there's a part of you. There's two parts of you. One part of you is dedicated to your family, and you've become a person who dedicates yourself to your family. There's another part of you that wishes it were free.
Absolutely.
You know, there's the two parts. And what happens, your friends who get married, they remind you of this other part of you that you're missing. And so what's painful is, I mean, it's not wrong to make the decision that you made, but their binding, getting together, having children, getting married, reminds you of a piece of you that you're missing.
Absolutely, but it's not too late, is it? I'm only 25.
It's never too late.
That's right, that's
it's
right.
It's never too late, and you can hang in there as long as you want, Lynn. But the reason you find these people hard to be around is because they're a reminder. Because there's a part of your spirit you want to be on the outside. Just a part of your spirit. And when you're ready, you'll go. When you're ready, you'll find it. Thanks a lot for calling in, Lynn.
So much, and have a great one, and keep BAI going. I support, and I send in my money.
Thank you. 212.
We'll do the same. Bye-bye.
212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille. Hi there. You're on the air. Hello there. 212-209-2900. We're taking your calls. Hello there. Hi. I don't hear that call.
Hello? Yes,
yes
I'm
there.
Here.
Hello.
Hi, this is Paulette.
Hello, Paulette.
And although my mirror neurons fire when I watch those funny video shows, and I cringe when little boys come up with the baseball bat to their father, for months after my husband died, I would see someone on the street and I would wonder, how is it you're alive and he's dead?
Oh, sure.
And my mother would say, that I was jealous.
Paulette, jealousy is a funny word, you know? I mean, you miss him, right?
Yeah.
And you would look at other people and you would say, I'm missing him. Why are you here and I'm not? Did you ever feel that way about yourself? Did you ever wonder why you're here and he's not?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you understand in late life, get past age 70, 80 years old, you can understand why a lot of people die, you know, after their partners die.
Yeah.
Because they ask that very question. But you sound like a very, very spirited person, and you sound like a curious person. You sound like a scientific person. You actually made reference to your mirror neurons. That makes me think that you are somebody who really enjoys... In fact, it makes me think that you're paying real close attention to yourself, both chemically and psychologically, right?
Yes.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. That's good teaching. That's good learning, you know. That's you're moving yourself ahead. Because most people like to pay attention to themselves psychologically, but then they indulge in that for a long period of time. Knowing both sides of you, knowing your chemical self, knowing your sensitivities, is really amazing. One of the things that happen when your mate dies is the body goes into a kind of prolonged grieving. And with that grieving, the only exit for that grieving is aggression, is anger.
Yeah, I had the anger. Still have it.
Not only towards your mate,
but
anger towards the world at the injustice. Absolutely. And again, it's part of the chemistry. You know, it's part of the lifting of the chemistry. That aggression helps pull you through. Well, my heart's with you, Paulette. I'm sorry you had to go through such a tragedy. You've always got us.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Thank you. This is Armand DeMille with you with the Pocket of Mind. I think we have time for one more call. Let's squeeze one in here. Hi. This is Armand DeMille. You're on the air.
Armand DeMille. My name is Henderson Jones, and I have been listening to you for a couple of months, and it seems like every time I listen to you, you answer all my questions that I have for the day. And I just want to
all of your questions that you've had for a day? That's beautiful.
And I just want to say thank you very much, and I hope you never go off the air.
Well, I don't intend to go anywhere, but I want to thank you. I want to thank you for listening.
I do service work, and I drive a lot. And sometimes I'm frustrated in the traffic and aggravated with stuff. And I listen to you, and it just kind of takes everything away.
It must be tough. Do you drive for a living?
Yes.
What do you drive?
A truck? A car. I do medical equipment repair. So I go from hospital to hospital and clinic to clinic on a daily basis.
Well, I'm really glad we're there for you. Okay? Thank you very much for calling in.
I appreciate that very much.
Sure.
Have a good day.
Sure. Thank you for calling in. 212-209-2900. So we're going to have to be going, my friends. I'm going to announce one more time that we are doing this workshop at the Open Center. In fact, I'll play you this promotion, which I had pre-recorded, so you could hear it. Because this is, it should be quite an exciting time, and I know, according to what they've told me, they're going to be closing down the registration soon, so you may want to be a part of this. I'm looking forward to seeing all of you people in a couple of weeks. I'll be back with you on Tuesday at 1 p.m., my friends. A positive mind. Positive mind, very difficult thing to keep nowadays with all the stress that's out there. It's a skill, and you can develop the skill and work on the skill by learning certain tools. I'll be doing a workshop, Armand DeMille, here on June 21st from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., which happens to be Father's Day, but for those of you who want to reparent yourself, June 21st from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., my percentage of the proceeds of this workshop will go to WBAI to help WBAI. So if you want to register and be with a group of us who are all working on having a more positive attitude, you could call the Open Center at 219-2527. That's 212-219-2527. Or go to www.opencenter.org. This is Armand DeMille. By the way, this is not a place for depressed people to get cured. This is a place for people who want to join people of like mind. OpenCenter.org.
Saturday, June 13th, the People's Health Forum, a benefit for WBAI and the New York Society for Ethical Culture. 11 a.m. till 4 p.m., the People's Health Forum, featuring Dr. Majid Ali, Dr. Kamal Kokai, Corrine Frenari, and Kathy Davis. Let go of your stress and create a state of inner peace. 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. at the New York Society for Ethical Culture, 2 West 64th Street, Central Park West. Our RSVP early because space is limited. 212-209-2826. That's 212-209-2826.
Jennifer Muller works at the Joyce Theater, celebrating its 35th anniversary season June 9th through the 14th. The Works presents two programs featuring five premieres, including three war premiere productions. Inspired by Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth, Bench, a dramatic new dance about culpability, grace, and the environment. Tangle, a soaring duet set to the passionate music of the incomparable Joni Mitchell. And Walk It Off, a tongue-in-cheek how-to manual offering advice on how to get out of the dumps. Don't miss Jennifer Muller, The Works from June 9th through the 14th. Tickets and program schedule available at joyce.org or call Joyce Charge 212-242-0800 and the Joyce Box Office, 175 8th Avenue at 19th Street. Get closer to dance this week with The Works at the Joyce.
Venus is trining Jupiter, and you want to celebrate? Tune in to Sister from Another Planet every Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight here on WBAI 99.5 FM. I am the Sister from Another Planet, Andrea Clark, playing the best progressive music from Brixton to Brooklyn. Every Friday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, right here on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York. Revolutionary love.
What are you listening to?
What you are listening to?
Yeah, but I don't know what it is.
It's WBAI.
Wow, sounds weird.
Weird, but I like it.
I like it.
What is it?
It's WBAI.
I like it.
Did you honor your pledge?
To go low carb?
To send money to WBAI.
Well, you mean write a check?
Yeah, I mean write a check.
I wrote it.
Well, now send it.
Oh, send it.
To WBAI.
120 Wall Street.
New York, New York.
10005.
WBAI. I like it.
Yeah!
WBAI. I like it. We're 99.5 FM on your radio dial, and we're available on the internet at WBAI.org. My name is Michael G. Haskins, your radio host and guide 64 degrees as we approach 2 p.m. in New York City. Stay tuned for Perspective with Luis Reyes Rivera. Talk back with Hugh Hamilton at 3 p.m. behind the news.
Please remember that this program is supported by the listener members of WBAI New York. If you like what you hear, please consider becoming a member of WBAI or renewing if you've already joined. Basic membership is $25, but we accept any amount. Help us keep free speech alive.